Welcome to Happy Inside. It's Michelle here, bringing you 11 years of clinical experience in gut-focused therapy and embodied psychotherapy. We're talking about the emotional, behavioral, and psychological aspects of gut disorders, chronic conditions, chronic stress and anxiety. All those conversations you've been waiting to have are happening here. So I recorded this really great podcast just now, this episode that you're about to hear, and most of the way through the recording, I realized the recording was not actually through my professional microphone as it normally is, and was instead through the microphone of my computer. So you'll notice that the sound quality is a little bit different today. I made a call. I decided I'm going to leave it as it is. Because, you know, we don't have to be perfect all the time. And I thought the content was really great. And you can't repeat that. That's tough, you know, to have to delete that and then authentically repeat the information again. No. So let's get straight into the podcast as it's been recorded. Here's something I want you to get out of your head from now. This starts now. This concept that there's a quick fix, that if you just get the right app or do the right course or go to the right workshop or the best retreat that you can get to, then that's going to solve all your problems and you'll be okay. Because the reality is, no, there are no quick fixes. They don't exist. I would have, you know, developed one. If there was, and by gosh, have I given it a good go as well. So this is coming from a place of knowing from personal experience, but also, you know, as a therapist, there is no quick fix. I know that's not what you want to hear, but let me share this with you. So here's the thing, right? Problems that you're trying to fix, those hurdles or those neuroses or the physical ailments that you have as a result of those, they're woven in to the fabric of you. They are deeply ingrained in there. And, you know, you living your life in a way that, you know, like most of us, is kind of unconscious. And those behaviors are just unconscious, you know, they just happen, they're automatic, they're woven so deeply into you that they are just, they feel like you, right? So that's why you can't just go to a day seminar for 8 hours and then come back in to your daily life and expect that things are going to change, because they won't. That's not going to be the answer for you. I mean, those seminars, they might give you a clue or, you know, more information and greater insight and improved awareness. They're great. You know, definitely go along to them with those in mind, right? That, okay, I'm not pinning all my future happiness on this one weekend retreat. I'm going there knowing that, well, I'm gaining more awareness about myself, more clues, more ideas, more opportunity to make the changes that I want to change, right? Because otherwise you go back into your daily life and you think in the very same way that you used to, and you feel the very same feelings that you used to, and you react the very same way that you used to before, and you behave in the very same way. That's what happens. I'm sure you've had the experience of that. And that's because, you know, we are behavioral beings, and behaviors are deeply ingrained patterns within us. So we can't just change them on a whim. So guaranteed, you know, what will happen to you is that you go to something great. Look, I know that people have that experience when they do my imagery, right? So they do the imagery and, you know, they feel fantastic and amazing, feel really relaxed. All the symptoms are gone. Oh, this is so fantastic. They get up after half an hour and whack, you know, the symptoms come back on. Or half an hour later, you know, or an hour later once they're into their daily lives again and they're thinking the same way and worrying about all the same things and stressing about all the things and being hypervigilant to their body and their symptoms. Yeah, all of that comes back online. And then guess what? You feel the same way that you used to feel, right? That's just natural that that's going to happen. So what's worse about that actually is that, you know, when you have the idea of I got this new app or I'm doing this new program or, and this includes mine, by the way, includes, you know, my app, my program, my everything, that if you go into these things and retreats and whatever they are, with this idea of this is it, this is the thing that's going to change me immediately. I'm going to get instant results. If I don't get instant results, I'm out of there for starters. But, you know, this is it. And so you ride this kind of high of the hope, right, and the possibility that this is the thing. This is what's going to get me out of here. Only to come crashing down because you feel like a failure when it didn't happen, right? Because that fundamental change didn't happen in you, and before you know it, you're, you know, feeling and thinking and responding and reacting in exactly the same way as you used to. And that's only negatively affecting your self-esteem. It's terrible. I don't want that to happen to you. And that's the same, you know, when you come and book in with me, you'll see on my website, it says we do a minimum of 6 sessions. That's the requirement, right? I mean, you can trial a session or two if you want to, but if you're really, you know, real deal, if you're committed, then the minimum is 6 sessions. And that's because it takes time, you know, for us to do that work together, time for you to have that new experience, to, you know, get a sense of what the process is like, to start learning about yourself. Also time for me to be learning about you and to be steering in the right direction, right? And so once you get into that, you know, that's not 1 or 2 sessions, right? I don't set people up with unrealistic expectations of you just come along for a session or two and we're just going to solve everything, because your gut symptoms are not solvable that easy. I'm here to tell you. I know that's not the news that you want to hear again, but it is complex, and especially when it's related to my, my slice of the pie, I suppose, but, you know, psychological, emotional, behavioral aspects of gut disorders, when there's heightened stress and anxiety, when your nervous system's in a state of stress all the time, and this is having an effect on your gut. There's so many aspects for us to attend to. So, you know, I'm not going to sell this idea to you that you can just come along to me for 2 appointments and we'll solve everything, because that's not going to happen. I'm not setting you up for success. I'm not setting me up for success. So the realistic view is you come along for a minimum of 6 sessions and then we talk about what happens after that. Now, just for a bit of listener insight, most people stay with me for a prolonged period of time. You know, most people will do at least 6 months of work with me, because they recognize and realize once we start doing the work, oh my gosh, how many of these things are tied in, right? The thinking, the feeling, the reacting, the behaving, you know, the belief systems, the fears, you know, all of these things are so deeply ingrained and woven into you. Our job is to learn about those, you know, to really gain greater awareness, to bring them up to the surface, you know, so that we can see how to move forwards, right? And that's what you're wanting to do, yeah? You want to move forwards. You want to make those changes. And so we have to do that in a realistic way. So I'm going to tell you what does work. intentional, consistent effort over a long period of time, essentially micro changes all the time, chipping away, right? Patience, the long game. That's the reality as well, the long game. And also a grace towards yourself along the way. You know, it's easier knowing that it's the long game. You're kind of taking the pressure off yourself. Because when you expect instant results, you don't leave any room for your humanness. And that will only set you up to fail. Now, I don't mind sharing with you, I used to whip myself really, just so much. I was raised essentially on unrelenting standards and unrealistic expectations. So it's woven into me, right? And I've had to work hard to unweave that. And guess what? Life is better, not worse, because you're probably thinking, oh, if I don't whip myself and be really hard on myself, then I won't get the results that I want. But that's not true, actually. It's the other way around. It's when you do whip yourself so hard and have unrelenting standards and expectations that you constantly fail, constantly feel bad about yourself. And that only, you know, puts you back essentially. It makes the road longer and harder. You know, I've done really, really hard yards for a really, really long time. I had no choice, really. I wanted to feel okay about myself and I wanted to have a better life. So I put in the required effort. Now, most of the time it was too much effort. And it was also effort in the wrong way and for the, you know, coming from the wrong intention, right? To fix myself fast so that I could tolerate myself. That's essentially, you know, what was happening. And I failed. I failed in this way and I felt worse about myself and I spent lots of money trying all different things like you've done. But the only successful way is really based in reality. It's this. It's to acknowledge that you're human. It's to acknowledge where you've come from and what you carry with you. It's to face those things with grace and compassion. It's to make a commitment to your growth that's gentle and realistic. It's to give yourself plenty of time and space and to give yourself permission to not get it right and to know that that's normal and okay. And to remember that you're trying to change deeply ingrained patterns of behavior and that takes a long intentional commitment. That's how you get the foundational change that you're after. And that's what my clinic is about. That's why I'm here. You know, I don't offer people, you know, like band-aid solutions. I think I've done a podcast on that before. It doesn't work. You know, no app by itself is going to get you there. No course on its own is going to get you there. No workshop, you know, that you do over a weekend is going to completely alter your life. You have to stop hurrying, stop the rushing, right? And just be okay with what's here now. Really kind of take the pedal off, you know, maybe even put the car in neutral and just let it idle for a while. Bet you haven't done that for a long time. You know, my job as a therapist is to help you navigate how to do this growth in the most efficient and effective way possible, right? That means the least painful way and to get the best results. And that's what I'm here for. So if you're needing help, if you're thinking, wow, this sounds like a better option than what I've been doing, just book in with me. I'm here. Yeah, jump on the website, happyinside.com.au. Bookings can be made right there. I look forward to seeing you at some point. Before you put your device down, while you've got it right here, leave a review. I've put a review link in the show notes. Jump on, let me know what you think. Give me some feedback. I love to hear from you. It really excites me and lights me up.